Chapter 13. The Escape. Angel had spent the later morning and afternoon contemplating the dark future ahead. What could she do to fix it? She needed more information, and she could only guess who may have it. When evening came, she asked the maidservant to her bedside. "Yes, princess?" said Shale as she scurried to the bed. "I need another favor," Angel said quietly. "There's someone in the rabbles who I think can give me answers. I must know them. I need you to cover for me." Gloom came over the maidservant's demeanor. "Princess, I feel I must advise you against this. You and the queen are already at odds with one another. I'd hate to see anything happen to you." "I'd hate to see my kingdom reduced to ash." The maidservant hung her head. Angel sighed. "I'm not asking your permission, Shale. You can either help me or not, but I'm going to find the truth either way." Shale nodded with a vague glance. Angel stood from the bed and patted her maidservant's shoulder. "Thank you." The maidservant sniffled and said, "Go." Angel left her bedroom, looking both ways into the hall before making her exit. She quickly went to one of the pillars and crouched behind it. She let two guards pass by before swiftly stepping to the next pillar. Given all the extravagance of the palace, she hid well enough to breeze through the inside, but found herself in a quandary when she reached the front courtyard. The front courtyard occupied about a 300-foot diameter before the palace's entrance. If you were to walk toward the palace, you'd climb stairs about 60 cubits and reach the veranda circling half the outer rim of the courtyard. Pillars lined the edge of the veranda, holding up the balcony above, just outside the festives. Below, at either end of the veranda, stairs led down to the edge of the courtyard, where stairs of an additional 60 cubits led down into the market district and the residences of the royal community. Guards by the hundreds lined the edge of the courtyard atop the stairs leading to the market district, and all members of the royal community darted back and forth between meetings and discussions over what must take place to ensure the kingdom's safety. Angel hid behind the wall of the palace's entry. She seethed when her eyes fell over the queen, barking orders at a few of the royals. The words were inaudible to Angel, but the queen's sour expression as she spoke them proved anything but dignified. How could she get through this blockade? She examined every part of the courtyard her eyes could reach to look for an opening, but saw none. Determined as Angel was, she wasn't about to let this stop her. There had to be a way to get through. Maybe she needed a distraction? None of the people in Market District surrounded the guards anymore, but had all gone to their homes and workplaces, which didn't help her need for a distraction. Footsteps pounded behind her, sending fear through her veins. She turned around to find King Ozias, two guards by his side, marching the hall toward the courtyard. Angel skittered away, ducking behind a shrub. The king marched down the steps, the royal community slowly surrounding the king as they discussed policies. Angel used this to her advantage, coming out of the shrub and sneaking behind the pillar. She eyed the community below, testing every person to be sure their eyes were fixed on the king. She dashed to the next pillar, then the next, her heart pulsing deeper each time. When she'd reached the edge of the veranda, two maidservants approached her from the edge of the stairs. "Princess Angel," one said, "is everything okay?" Angel shushed her just after a timid yelp from fright. The maidservant said, "Apologies, Prince—" "Shh," Angel said. "I'm fine. Be on your way." Then the maidservant glanced behind Angel, so Angel turned around to find Queen Tilda glancing back with eyes so dark they could have been a storm. "Guards," said Queen Tilda, capturing the attention of the royal community. The queen pointed at Angel. "It appears the princess has lost her way. Please take her back to her quarters." Angel stepped back in awe as the rush of daring thoughts made her lose her breath. Her skin tingled with excitement, fear, impudence. For nearly all her life, she'd sat quietly observing the king and queen do the work of ruling, behaving like the princess she was meant to be, speaking rarely and rarely being noticed. Here, all the royal community, including over half the palace's guards, and who knows how many commoners witnessing below, watched as the queen caught her trying to run away like a problem child. She had two options. Either she could comply, as she had always done before, and let the guards take her away, or she could truly run out in search of answers to save her kingdom. And while the guards closed in on her to follow the queen's orders, Angel and her mother held eyes, wordlessly revealing all her intentions. "I'm sorry, Mother," Angel said softly. The princess burst down the stairs, laying her shoulder into one of the guards, catching them by surprise. The guards tumbled into one another as they all tumbled down the stairs, their clanging armor sounding off her escape attempt. Angel rushed down the stairs, her breath sporadically out of control. "After her!" came the deep, commanding voice of a king none would dare disobey. Angel had unwisely made her father aware of her loyalty to Koshner, and now he was after her, too. Angel pounded her heels against the stairs as she rushed into the market district, the clamor of the guard's armor trailing close behind. Lucky for her, all those days spent in the city had made her familiar with the area. She wove through the alleys, ignoring how much attention the people were giving her and the guards. She cut twice, three times, four times, down different alleys and streets, bumping into a pedestrian or two, and once accidentally kicking a chicken, which won her the shouts of an angry farmer and the loud caw of a kicked chicken. The farmer ceased when he saw her face, apparently realizing the princess was running through the town for some odd reason. "I'm sorry," Angel called as she ran. The farmer said nothing. "She went this way," said one of the guards across the alley. Angel bolted away, dodging every person she could, sneaking through the people's hanging laundry and market stands. She'd finally found a place she could hide a little while later, underneath an unattended fruit vendor's cart. She squeezed herself between the cart and the dirt path, coughing as a pocket of dust entered her throat. She slowed her breathing and placed a hand over her heart. The sound of the guards bustled through the path, growing louder until they passed her and faded into the distance. Angel sighed. She slowly exited from beneath the cart and stood, then patted the dust off her dress. She looked up and paused, seeing the people of the entire street staring at her, entirely still. She gulped. Why would the princess be running away from the guards unless she'd broken the law or posed some kind of threat? Someone would give away her position. "No need to worry, my fellow countrymen. It's a royal hide and seek," she said, shrugging her shoulders. My dearest, the princess was not the best liar. Luckily, the people simply silently stared at her. Would commoners dare treat the princess as a criminal? Angel took advantage of their contemplations and turned down another alley. She waited in the darkest part until she went long enough without hearing any guards, all the while beating herself up over how silly a lie royal hide-and-seek was. She sighed, then turned down another street to find a guard sneaking around, peering down every alley. She gasped, turned the other way, then stopped dead when a guard stood right behind her. He grabbed her wrist. "No! Stop!" she said. "I've got her!" shouted the guard. "I've got..." Something happened then neither Angel nor the guard understood or expected. After the guard had grabbed Angel's wrist, a series of emotions exploded inside her she'd never felt before. Would the king throw her in the dungeon? Had she turned her whole kingdom against her? What if she didn't get away and the fell destroyed her kingdom? Who was she? She had to know. And with a roar of Angel's refusal to let the guard take her, something like a blue light shot between her wrist and his hand, then pushed each of them back away from each other. It sent Angel sliding back a few feet, but it sent the guard flying through the air, past the alley, his back slamming against the building on the other side of the street. The people marveled, and Angel stood in silent awe, mouth agape. The other guards rushed past her, nearly threw her, to assist their friend. Why hadn't they stopped her? Why hadn't they grabbed her? She then noticed everything seemed to be tinted in a bluish hue. She looked at her hand and it glowed in the same blue, only radiating and exploding with it. What was happening to her? She backed away from her hand, frightened by it, stumbled on her feet, and fell on her back into the street opposite where the guards had gone. She slowly stood, wondering what the people would think of her. But they didn't even notice her. All of them pretended as if she wasn't there, glancing through the alley to the guards on the other side. Was she invisible? She ran through the streets, looking for a place to hide until she could find answers.